It's time for us to check in with Visit York County. Andy Clinton is president and CEO. He's given us a rundown of events happening this weekend and beyond throughout all of the county. And good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're ready to go. In fact, tonight is the Blue Dogs concert at Miracle Park, and our very own Ashley Lang is going to take the microphone. She's not singing.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not
though
singing.
You would be in for a good treat.
I'll be talking you through the evening.
And she's the MC. So that's, I know, big the first thing on the Yoko Buzz, and go out there and support them.
Yeah, how fortunate we are to have a spot like Miracle Park. I mean, we go out there, it's about every weekend, you know, and take advantage of that. I mean, phenomenal park, and just I think it's great. So another one of those great assets that we have in York County.
That's
that
right.
We're fortunate to just be a part of you know, this community that we live in. So.
All right. Beyond that, what else should we put down on our calendar to be mindful of?
That's right. So also, if you're kind of that western part of the county, Food Truck Thursday, that's with Clover. So that's always a good one. And then this is the last Food Truck Friday kind of the summer for Rock Hill. Mm. So out at Fountain Park. So definitely make sure you make it out there. Actually, out in Tiga K, we have the paddleboarding event, which I believe that might be their last one. They have a series. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool that they have a component where they have more kind of teaching and clinics Saturday, and then the competition is on Sunday. And they actually have, I think she's out in North Carolina, but she's a three-time world champion and, you know, one of the top paddleboarders in the world, April Zilg, and you know, what a better opportunity to get trained to paddleboard than, you know, this coming Saturday. So
yeah, we've talked to her before on the show, and it's pretty phenomenal.
Paddleboarding, boy, what a sport that has exploded, and that's one you could be any age. And I know over there, Megan and Rob Sanoa, they are really big with the Goat Boater to make sure that people, to your point, Andy, know about the clinics and classes. And you can start off and just learn how to get up on the board. Or if you find that you're pretty good at it, you can invest some money and some time and be competitive and travel all over the world.
Yeah. Like,
that's really impressive. So kudos to them. So they're going to be in action this weekend there in Tiga K.
Yeah. They actually, there's a national championship for everything, right? Whether it's Quidditch or basketball or, is a national championship for paddleboarding, and we're dabbling. So we'll see what happens. You know, maybe 2026 or 2027.
Right. I think that was a teaser, folks.
That was a teaser. So, wish us luck, you know, fingers crossed, maybe something happens there, but yeah.
I'm surprised that paddleboarding is not in the Olympics yet.
That is coming as well.
Okay.
That it's definitely on the radar, and I don't know, you know, it's so far in advance where I think that they're talking about, you know, 2032 or, you know, one of the, you know, future games that it's maybe, you know, 12 years down the road, but paddleboarding... Mm. And it's potentially going to happen.
I feel like that would be one that would come on the scene and stick too. I think sometimes with this, you know, we've seen some come and go. So I think that would be a great one.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Andy Clinton. He is the president and CEO of Visit York County, giving us a rundown of things happening here in our backyard. So it looks like it's the fall season's upon us, and it looks like it's time for some fall events, fall festivals and farm fair events.
Oh yeah, that's we're definitely approaching that territory, and obviously Carowinds is a big one. You add the S on there, it is morphing into Scarewinds now, so that's a big one for us. And then you're right, all the fall festivals and making out to the farms. We just did Windy Hill Orchard when was that, a couple weekends ago, and what's great about this, and this kind of segue here, that we actually have a software where you can geofence certain areas where, you know, we can geofence a restaurant or we can geofence downtown Rock Hill. So, and kind of see, you know, what type of people made it to, you know, July 4th, or what type of people, you know, made it to downtown Rock Hill or the Kingsley area over like a 6-month period. So naturally, a couple weekends ago, I went to Windy Hill Orchard, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, I keep on seeing license plates, and it's like Illinois, Texas, Tennessee. I ran into two different families that, you know, speaking a completely different language, and I'm like, And I was asking the friend that I was with, what do you think, you know, the number of people here that are outside the county? And he was like, I think it's a pretty large number. And I was like, which is, you know, great for us. That speaks that, you know, people probably don't even realize the amount of visitors that go to our restaurants or our amenities. And it's over 50% of people that go to Windy Hill Orchard are outside the county. And, you know, and now once you have this software, I take a deep dive and you're looking at every single restaurant and it's like, okay, so counter's at, you know, 25% over the, you know, I'm throwing out numbers. Sure. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, you're seeing a lot of these restaurants or attractions. Obviously Carowinds is really high. But yeah, a lot of restaurants are, you know, creeping towards 20, 30, especially the Kingsley restaurants, 40, 50%, which is impressive and just speaks to tourism is important.
So you threw out the word geofencing. It's a new technology that you can use to do that. How does that work? How do you figure that out by geofencing? Is that done through your phone, through zip codes? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so it's done through, you know, basically this software where you can kind of just map out, you know, using your mouse on your computer and just like, you know, figure out what area you want to cover for like downtown Rock Hill or for, you know, restaurants are fairly easy and you, you know, make sure you include the parking lot, right? But yeah, it's mobile location data and it's actually, a lot of people get confused. A lot of times people think that they're using your cell phone area code, which that's not, you know, 803 or whatever the case is. So somebody's like, oh, well, if somebody just moved from Philadelphia and they still have their same number, is it still going to say they're Philadelphia? But it actually, it goes off of where your home is. So wherever you're staying 80% of the time, you know, 10 o'clock at night through 6 o'clock in the morning, that is your
home base.
That is your home base. So if you're a visitor, that's where you're traveling different than where your home base is.
So Andy, once you collect all this data, how does it help you all there at Visit York County? What do you do with this information?
That is a good question. And, you know, we just, you know, purchased this software a couple months ago. So still, you know, trying to figure that out, but doing a lot of, I think, advocacy efforts, talking to you guys right now, right? And just making sure people know that, like, hey, these restaurants that, you know, 20% of your business is people outside the county, you know, is 20% of your business, is that important to you? For the most part,
yeah.
Yes,
right? Going to help them establish a marketing plan and and advertising and ways that they can go about doing that to get to those people. You probably could, you know, say, hey, it's going to benefit to be on social media and to do emails and all of those kind of things.
So things like, and we'll get to this, and we're already starting. So something like, you know, Kingsley, we see that, you know, a large percentage is that kind of that Raleigh-Durham area. So where should we kind of do boosted posts on social media or targeted ads specifically for Kingsley? Probably that Raleigh-Durham area. We see that that has some growth potential. So, yeah, we can obviously then utilize it not only for advocacy efforts, but also just different marketing initiatives as well. So.
Once again, Andy Clinton is president and CEO of Visit York County. I know we kind of got off the road there. We'll get it back on briefly. Check out the Yoco Buzz. You can sign up for this free newsletter. I think we all do it here. It gives you a rundown of events happening this weekend. And then looking into like October, you've got a lot of Oktoberfest celebrations that are happening. There's one in Fort Mill.
Right.
I know there's going to be one in Rock Hill. Carowinds is getting in on the Oktoberfest fund. So
we have a blog just for Oktoberfest. So we make it very easy for you.
You do. It's like Oktoberfest events. I click on it and it brings out all of those events. Well, check out all the things that are happening here in your backyard. There's no excuse to be bored, especially if you've got friends and family visiting from out of town. Boy, there's a great way to show them where you live. And these places certainly are excited to have, you know, the money to stay local. And that's what we're all about here in York County.
That's
for sure. Andy, as always, sir, we appreciate the update. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy.